We're on the road to economic recovery, and we're headed towards your future. Now back to Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business.
Glad you're with us. I am here every weekend at this same time on this great radio station. And, of course, 24-7 at austinsbigworld.com. It's Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. So much just ahead. Got to talk about the discussions, I guess the inclusion, if you will, of small business owners in discussions about the so-called fiscal cliff. I'm not sure that Washington, D.C., anybody there is listening to small business owners in that regard, but some final thoughts on that towards the end of this hour. So it's no great mystery, no myth here that the population of the United States is aging. More and more people entering into the retirement demographic. That means we've got more retirees, and more of us, as we reach retirement years, we realize we don't have enough income or enough retirement money to simply quit working. So where does that leave us? We have joining us on the news line here on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business, a professional gerontologist. She herself is a small business owner and an entrepreneur. She's crossing the country and, frankly, the continent talking about re-careering adults and finding business opportunities for retirees. Would you please welcome, Frank, a little cheesy pre-recorded applause, please, professional gerontologist Di Patterson, Di being short for Diane. And Di Patterson, welcome to Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Thanks for joining us.
Austin, thank you so much for having me. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear you, Nip. Just a real thumbnail sketch here. What exactly is a professional gerontologist? To me, those words mean that you specialize in the human aging process and you help people do that. But what exactly do you do as a gerontologist?
Well, you are exactly right. Gerontologists are social scientists. We read and write research, and that sounds pretty boring. We study social and health trends and then make recommendations for positive aging outcomes to both the public and our clients. But when you're talking about real-world application, Austin, mm-hmm. we work to improve adjustments, attitudes, and assistance that are needed for successful aging in place or the smooth transition to a higher level of care for our clients.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Di Patterson, tell us about how that intersects with the world of entrepreneurship. And let's talk for just a moment about this very fast-growing portion, sector of our population, retirees and the elderly. I mean, we've got some certain cloisters and clusters around the country where the retirement population is just booming. What does that look like from your vantage point?
Well, again, you are so right. From my vantage point, I'm looking actually at what gerontologists call the age wave. The age wave hit the shores of America January 1st, 2011. And what that meant was boomers who were born between the years of 1946 to 1964, basically our parents got home from World War II and started having a lot of kids. That is an 18-year population span. And when we age, we're aging all at once, 18 years in a row, and it's a huge influx of people turning 65 and then keep turning years. In other words, for 18 years, people are going to be turning 65 and then living another 30 after that. Mm. And so we have about a 50-year span of time where you're looking at the biggest population ever born on the face of the earth, not
right.
just in America, but all over the world. We are entering the years where we're considered retirees or senior citizens, but there's a lot of research to prove. In fact, AARP spent about $2 million on this. Boomers don't want to be called seniors.
No, they don't.
Those folks are looking to keep working.
Yes, they are. No, and I know that firsthand. I'm in the next generation after the boomers. I'm from Generation X, and I've learned over my years on talk radio, you don't talk about boomers being elderly or retirees or any of that stuff. They're way too cool for that. Di Patterson is a professional gerontologist. He's on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Di, you're a small business owner. You're an entrepreneur yourself. Tell us what happens. What do you recommend when the person reaches age 62, 63, 64, 65, whatever it is, and they say, you know, it's time to retire, but I have that baby boomer attitude. I don't want to ever think of myself as old. I don't want to stop working. And especially for those who say, I can't afford to stop working, where do you begin to sort of retool and figure out how am I going to survive the rest of my life and keep some money coming in? How do you begin that process?
Okay. First, this should be the topic everyone speaks about first in anything, and especially these days moving forward. Do the math.
Okay.
Let's do the math at age 62. First of all, you better be doing this. I like to say, get off the couch. Get off the couch early, both in your brain and in your body. It doesn't matter how old your listeners are today. They need to have a serious discussion with themselves, and if they have a spouse, and they need to look at their future. People need to plan to live about 80 years. And right now, the median age for men is 77, and it's 84 for women.
Okay.
And we have to get serious, Austin, about this. So you say, where do we start? We do the math, and we say, okay, if I'm going to live to 80, you subtract your age today and plan on that many more years of paying for yourself. We have to have enough wealth and enough health to make it to 80. It's okay. Really important when people get off the couch in their brain that they look at their health just as much of a commodity as their wealth.
Right.
Because it is a well-known fact, Austin, I know you'll agree with this, that it is the much younger and much older segment of Americans who use the most health care dollars.
Sure. No doubt. Okay. No doubt.
Yes, so keeping ourselves off the healthcare system as much as possible should be our goal. I don't care if you're 20, I don't care if you're 70. It is the same goal, and you need to start afresh today in how you look at the commodities you already have.
Yeah.
We need to be building our wealth in our savings, but also we have to look at the uncertainties of the future and say, okay, what can I do to shelter the wealth I already have, plus bring in some more. And that's where Gero entrepreneurialism comes into effect.
Yeah, okay. I knew we were going to get to this. Di Patterson, a professional gerontologist, speaks all over North America about elderly retirees, even though they don't like the term, the baby boomers, and what she calls re-careering adults, finding ways to make money well into the retirement years. Where do you start with that? I mean, the person who maybe retires from a job they've had for a long time, Di, or they've been outsourced, they've been laid off, suddenly they reach their early 60s and they say, oh, man, the wealth and the health picture both don't look like the way I had hoped it would, but I still need to create revenue streams and sell my talents and skills. What's the first step to figuring out what I can do in the marketplace?
Okay, here are my 5 aging marketplace business bullets.
Okay.
The first thing, and I encourage all of your listeners to do this, no matter what age they are, we need to connect with ourselves. Who am I? Why am I here right now in the spot I'm in? If I'm looking for a new business, or why am I here? What do I really want out of my older years? Where do I go from here, and how do I get there? So the first thing you can do to answer those questions is write a resume, and I mean a good resume. You need to pull in all of the skills from your lifetime. The first thing you do is you write everything. It's like brainstorming. You write everything. You start at the moment where you connected with your worldview or your business skills. I started collecting stamps when I was 6 years old because I had a great love of art, because mm-hmm. my mother did. And so I look at that. She sent me around the block asking my neighbors for their old stamps so that I could study. And I look at the basis of my entrepreneurialism starting at age 6. Wherever people connected with their passion, whether it was in junior high, whether it was in high school, college, somewhere you have a passion, you have purpose, and you have preferences. So number one, connect with yourself. Write a resume. Assess and update your resume, your skills, and even your fashion. Because here's the truth. If you're putting yourself back into the marketplace,
right.
You need to seriously take a look at yourself. You need to look at yourself on paper. You need to look at yourself online, and you need to look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
And act like a best friend to yourself.
Yeah, and maybe get some help in doing that. Di Patterson from DiPatterson.com on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. You know, another one of your bullet points that I noticed from your website, Di Patterson, is networking. And
yes.
Boy, we're all about networking here on this program and on our website, austinsbigworld.com. But what do you tell the person in their 60s or beyond who maybe hasn't been networking adequately or is averse to it, is uncomfortable with it? What do you say to them gently, because I know you're such a professional, gently to say, get your butt out there and network?
Right.
How do you serve that message up in polite sorts of ways? What's the first step there?
Okay, again, sit with a pen or a computer and answer these questions. Who do you know? Who do you know that is connected to what you want to do or even is just really connected out there in the marketplace today? And stay connected. It's really important in this age of Facebook and social media that we get out there and make some contact. I recommend to everyone to have a LinkedIn profile above everything
mm-hmm.
else. Really skip yep. Facebook and skip Twitter, because that gets down to, hi, you know, I'm having a sandwich and I'm really happy.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little, although I'm big into marketing on social media, Facebook included, but sometimes the chatter there is a little inane, especially when we post photos of the sandwich along with the beverage. But
there
I'm with you,
you
on that one. LinkedIn is kind of the ultimate worldwide global resume, right?
It is, and the exciting thing is now I actually teach people how to write a great business card, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a website, in fact, even if you had a website, the more effective business tool today is to put your LinkedIn address.
Yep.
Because people really want to know what you do, what you've done, and what you can do for them.
Yeah.
So,
Di Patterson, a final question here, and I have to ask you, of all people, being a both an entrepreneur and a professional gerontologist, if you look back over the last 2 or 3 years or so, mm-hmm. and recognize that, you know, we haven't had enough job creation going on around the country, not enough to keep our needs met in the economy overall, and not enough to keep people happy, but we do nonetheless have hiring going on from time to time, whether you look at it monthly or quarterly or whatever. If you analyze carefully the hiring that has occurred, more often than not, it's people in the 45 to 50 plus demographic that are getting the jobs. It's not the 20 and 30 somethings. From a demographic vantage point, from the standpoint of a gerontologist, what does that mean to you? That's, to me, that speaks volumes about the great resource that retirees are. But what does it mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is the number one business group in America today is 55 plus women. Women who have raised their families, they understand, they are true business people because they've managed homes, they've managed lots of things. So when you're taking a look at that power business, I'll tell you, the smartest men in the world are those who identify a great 55-plus woman and support her and help her along because she is ready to fly. This is actually a lifespan development theory from gerontology, and that is men and women have different life cycles. A woman at 55 is going to just keep going forward and growing into her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at that, you want to attach yourself to a really knowledgeable woman in her mid-50s. Also, you need to look for products, services, and companies that boomers and their aging parents would want to know about. That's really where the aging marketplace has so much potential for hiring and job creation in the future, Austin.
I love it. Di Patterson, she's a gerontologist and an entrepreneur. Some hot tips. More available, actually, on her website at DiPatterson.com. That's DiPatterson.com. Hot tips on how the 60-plus generation can kick it into high gear and do just fine in their senior years. Di Patterson, always a pleasure. Thanks much for joining us here on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. When we come back, some final thoughts on the so-called fiscal cliff, or what some people are saying, the economic cliff. Oh, say it isn't so. Hang on tight. It'll get worse before it gets better, but we'll survive. It's Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Don't go away.
Hey, don't mind us. We're just talking about the most important part of the American economy. This is Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business.
Hey, Austin Hill here. You know how I'm always saying that you've got to get your own dedicated website to effectively operate your business? Well, I've found an affordable way for you to make that happen. It's HostGator. That's Host, G-A-T-O-R. Founded in 2002 by a college student in Florida, today HostGator is an American small business serving website owners worldwide, and they can get you started for as little as $3.96 a month. That's $3.96 a month for a hosting plan, and they'll provide the tools and let you choose from over 4,000 website templates, all for free, so you can start building your website right away. And what I love about HostGator is the customer service. You get a trained, courteous, understandable tech support pro 24/7 on their toll-free line or on live chat. Get your business online today. Get started with HostGator. That's Host, G-A-T-O-R. Visit austinsbigworld.com and click the HostGator banner. That's austinsbigworld.com. Click the HostGator banner.
It wasn't how the story was supposed to go. As a Christian leader and outspoken advocate of family values, it was supposed to turn out right. Instead, a parent's worst nightmare came true with a devastating phone call. Nate was gone. Beautiful Nate is a surprisingly honest memoir in which Dennis Mansfield paints the picture of a deep love between a father and son, and the harsh reality of dealing with his son's drug addiction and eventual death. Dennis weaves an incredibly personal narrative that draws you into his perspective-changing struggle to find answers about parenting, faith, and hope. This book will educate you on the realities of addiction, challenge your expectations of a Christian parenting formula, and address a core question: what is the true role of a parent? Beautiful Nate is a faith story about discovering hope, a challenge to parents to be intentional in their life, and a picture of a loving God who can turn ashes into beauty. Discover hope. Discover the story of Beautiful Nate at beautifulnate.com.